The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
All right, you sound loud and clear. I say that because today we're not together. You're at a different location.
I am remote today, as they say in the broadcasting business.
Now, before the show, we spoke briefly, and you said you had a topic you wanted to go over today.
Well, I had an idea because our sponsor is AMT Centers, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. I think that we talk a little bit, we reference very briefly some of the tests that people are able to have done, blood tests that are able to be done at AMT centers. But I think that people might not understand that this is truly advanced medical testing, that these are tests that would be very unusual. They give you such in-depth information. And I think people would like to hear about that, don't you think?
I think so. I think a lot of people really don't even know these tests are available or even covered by insurance. And that's the other point is these tests are covered by insurance. A lot of people are concerned about that. But I have to give that with an asterisk. Some people get insurances that restrict what tests they can have, restrict what labs they can use. And sometimes restrict who can order the test. In other words, only one physician. If you joined an HMO, a lot of times people join HMOs, they don't even realize that's what they've done.
Okay, so if someone joins an HMO and they select a practitioner, a primary care physician, and that's the only doctor who can make a recommendation for testing for them?
Well, it's the only doctor that can order the test to get it covered.
Very, very interesting. Well, I had no idea. And I bet that comes as a shock to many of our listeners as well.
It's because that doctor, they're tracking that doctor and how he spends money on the patient. You know, if he doesn't spend a lot of money on the patient, then he gets a bonus at the end of the year. If he spends too much money on the patient, then he doesn't get a bonus. So I'll let you figure it out.
Wow. Oh, I had no idea. Such financial maneuverings, and it is truly almost like screened from the patient. The people buying insurance, they think they're purchasing the best deal for their pocketbook, and they're the best deal for the coverage that they're able to get, but they don't understand exactly, or it isn't made very clear how restrictive this approach really is. But anyhow, getting back to this whole idea of the test that are available at Advanced Medical Testing Center, one of the things that I have to say is very often I learn about one more detail in this whole profile of tests that are available that is truly astonishing to me. I learned one more thing that's very surprising. Wow, I had no idea you could test for that. And so one of the lab tests that I'm talking about that I think just about everybody in South Florida would benefit by having this test done. I'm talking about health diagnostic laboratories. Usually when people go to their doctor, they get a blood test and they would have a cholesterol profile. So they'd have their total cholesterol, HDL, LDL, triglycerides would be in that list, and then they would get a ratio number, and that's where it stops. And usually if their cholesterol number is over 200, they'll have a little notation on their blood work, oh, your cholesterol is a little high, go on a low-fat diet. Dr. Slavin, if you would, start to tell us about the importance of health diagnostic laboratories and how they differ from that just run-of-the-mill cholesterol profile.
What they've done is actually put together a whole panel where they bundled many tests together. And the advantage to the patient is that many of the tests in that panel normally would not be covered by their insurance, but because it's all bundled together, they can get them covered. So the patients can get tests, for example, homocysteine. Unless you're in Medicare, you know, homocysteine isn't covered by other insurances. But the labs will, you know, like I say, include it in the panel. But here's the key about lipids and what most people don't realize, that when you see an elevated total cholesterol, and usually what goes along with that, well, I shouldn't say usually, but many times if you have a cholesterol problem, along with a, an elevated total cholesterol, you see a low HDL. Of course, sometimes you see a very high HDL, which is good. And sometimes, for example, I'll see an HDL of 100, and maybe the total cholesterol is 250, which is high. But you have to look at everything in its context. And many times we'll send a patient for a calcium score of the coronary arteries, because what everybody's been told is if your cholesterol is high, you must have coronary artery disease or at risk for it. And yet, in so many cases, there's absolutely no sign of coronary artery disease. So all these people are being put on statin drugs unnecessarily. Not that I can ever think of, there was really one indication for the use of statin drugs, and that's middle-aged men with familial hyperlipidemia. But it's otherwise, this drug is being overused, and it's really not making a difference. In fact, not only is it not making a positive difference, in many cases it's creating more risks for the patient from the standpoint of muscle problems, neurologic problems, increased risk of cancer, increased risk of diabetes. So you really want to be certain that if you're prescribed a drug, that you really fit the criteria for the use of the drug and that you're going to derive some benefit from it. But along with it, in this particular panel from this lab, they also do a very comprehensive metabolic screening. And insurances don't pay for it, so it's not the right word to use. Just a metabolic profile. Because this is where the actual correlation between carbohydrates and lipids becomes apparent. Because most of the time when you see high lipids in somebody, meaning the fats, the cholesterol, triglycerides, and then you look at the panel of metabolic markers like insulin, fasting glucose, hemoglobin A1C, you will see that they're not ideal, that they are probably elevated. And therefore, the approach is not to give someone a statin drug to lower the cholesterol. If you want to lower the cholesterol, you get the patient to change their diet so their insulin and blood sugar levels go down. And that automatically lowers, you know, the cholesterol and triglyceride levels.
So kind of just the opposite of what many doctors are suggesting to their patients, because I see it scribbled very often on the blood test, recommend patient low-fat diet. And the truth of the matter is it would be a low-glycemic diet, something that is very much related to intake of processed carbohydrates. So high-quality fats are not necessarily going to serve the numbers that you're talking about, Dr. Slavin. It would be breads and muffins, donuts, cereals even, not even to mention the different types of cookies and desserts that people might be consuming. One of the things that I see very frequently is ice cream, people over-consuming ice cream. That is this negative combination of high sugar and a poor quality mix of fat. So there are dietary things that people can do to get these numbers back into proper range. Now, one of the...
Jen, I just want to interrupt you for a second. You said over-consuming ice cream. What's the allowed amount?
Well, see, I think that people don't necessarily live by health food alone, that we live in a consumer society, and that we are exposed to things that we would consider, number one, comfort food, and number two, things that we would say are treats. So once in a while, and I'm going to say my once in a while would be once a week and somewhere in the range of about a cup. And I tell people a very, very high-quality ice cream, not necessarily low-fat, low-sugar, or no-fat, no-sugar, or no-sugar added, or whatever the phrasing might be on the packaging, that the that little bit of a treat is just that. And unfortunately, we have lost the whole concept of a treat because it's so readily available. We have something every single day.
Now, I'm not sure that some of those, quote, ice creams should be called ice creams because cream is fat.
Right.
And with ice cream, it's frozen fat. And what they've done is taken the fat out of it and they've created a completely different product, artificial in so many ways. So, yeah, you look for the product with the least ingredients and it's just cream and some sugar and some flavorings and that's all, and eggs, and that's all you need for ice cream, correct?
That's all you need. So very, very basic. And that's what I tell people. You don't buy the biggest container possible. You buy the highest quality. And this is where I see some people getting into trouble. They would go for, let's pick on frozen yogurt. Okay, people hear the word yogurt and they think, okay, well, that's a health-supporting choice. But indeed, the frozen yogurts that are marketed as low-fat or no-fat, low-sugar or no-sugar, what are they? They're a frozen mix of chemicals that have, if anything, an inflammatory response on the body. And it's because it's marketed as low-fat, low-sugar, the people consuming it think, okay, well, I can have a lot of it. And that just is not how it works. You've got high quality and a little bit that is very satisfying.
All right. So, yeah, read the labels and pick out the ones. You know, I'll tell you what, when I look at some of the labels on those ice creams and it's like taking up, you know, so many lines, I say, well, that's ridiculous. You know, it should only be a couple of lines of natural ingredients. And Janet, I hear some music, which means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com.
And we're back. Listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And just a reminder, if you are unable to listen to our broadcast live, and of course you're listening to it now, so you know you can tune into the station on your radio, WWNN 1470. You can also find that station on iHeartRadio with your smartphone and or computer. But if you miss the show entirely, we archive it every day on our website, naturaldocradio.com. So you can always find it there if you find us interesting, or if you want to let somebody know about listening to something we might have spoken about. The other number I want to hand out is the number to give us some feedback or questions about topics you'd like discussed. And that number is 954-338-7313. It'll just be a recorded message, and then you can tell us what you're thinking. And before the break, we were talking about testing and the importance of testing, but the importance of getting comprehensive testing, because it's going to give you a whole different perspective of what's wrong. And we were specifically talking about the lipid panel. And the doctors are ready to, and I was surprised, Janet, that doctors are still saying low-fat diet.
I'm so stunned when I see it, because I talk to people all the time about, okay, well, what have you done to change your diet to get these numbers back in range? And they say, well, I don't eat meat, I don't eat eggs. Very sad.
It's so important, and we can't stress this enough, for people to really do their own research, Google it. If you were to Google, what's the best or healthiest diet? Or Google low-fat versus low-carb diet. Or low-fat versus high-fat. You'll get the latest information on that. And they knew about it. It's not like, when they came out, 15 years ago and said to everybody, stop eating fat, switch to carbs. They knew that was the wrong advice. And what did that do? That created a tremendous demand for lipid-lowering drugs. It's funny. And then, of course, it created an even greater weight problem in this country. The interesting thing, too, is when they said go on low-fat diet, they didn't change trans fats. So So people were still consuming trans fats. And those are the fats you need to avoid. And not, you know, the healthy fats are encouraged, like fats from avocado. Use butter, for example. Don't use margarine. You know, things like that. We even spoke about when you're cooking, use butter if you need to cook with an oil, or use lard. Or what was the other name for the product that comes from tallow, right?
Say that again.
Tallow.
Oh, tallow. Okay. Yeah. So lard would be sourced from pigs, porcine, and tallow would be from beef. And so those are animal-sourced fats, and for a very long time, they took an incredibly bad rap from the medical community, as those fats were contributing to heart disease. And the truth of the matter is, our bodies actually are better equipped to digest and metabolize those fats. There would be much less potential for damage from those fats when used in cooking. And the reason is, you're referring to trans fats, Dr. Slavin. The reason that these fats actually don't do the damage that has been attributed to them, those fats, the molecules are not damaged by heat in the same way that the molecules of vegetable source fats are damaged by heat. So in truth, that is a more correct way to cook with those kinds of fats. Dr. Slavin, you mentioned homocysteine as one of the blood test results if people are choosing to have health diagnostics laboratories do a blood test of a panel of blood lipids. And I think that sometimes there is controversy that the doctors, if a patient is saying, I would like to test my homocysteine level, that the doctors would say, well, we know that there is no connection between homocysteine and heart disease. And I'm going to let you address that problem. My thing with homocysteine is when people have elevated homocysteine levels, in my experience, it may be affecting their brain chemistry. What do you have to say about homocysteine?
Well, there has been an association between increased incidence of stroke and heart attack in people with elevated homocysteines. And what that's an indication of is not enough B vitamins. Now, what we found is that people can take the same amount of B vitamins day after day, and sometimes when we test them, their homocysteine level is normal. Sometimes it's elevated. So the other contributing factor to homocysteine levels is stress, because when people are under stress, their needs for B vitamins increase. And as the need increases, if you don't supply it, then the homocysteine levels go up. It increases inflammation to the lining of blood vessels, and that's why it's associated with an increased risk of stroke and heart attack. And let's say you're going to buy into what a doctor says, well, there's no connection. Well, my answer to that would be I would still rather have a normal homocysteine than an elevated homocysteine.
Very important point. Now, we've been talking about health diagnostic laboratories, and I know that HDL is the little bit of title on top of their blood test reports, HDL, for health diagnostic laboratories. And I know that they're going to give you a very, very clear picture of what situations in your blood, what numbers in your blood might contribute to the development of cardiovascular disease. Now, there's another lab from Advanced Medical Testing Centers called the Cleveland Heart Lab. How should people look at the difference between health diagnostic laboratories and the information they'll get for cardiovascular disease and Cleveland Heart Lab. What's the difference?
Well, in a way, they're doing pretty much the same testing, extensive testing, looking at lipids. And the reason why you want to do these tests, because a lot of times, if you just have a very narrow panel, you might miss problems that would be picked up with the more extensive panel. And why is that important? Because you want the feedback to know that everything you're doing is effective. And if you do a narrow panel, you may get the false assurance that everything is good when you may be missing out on some things. Now, the reason they're not routinely done is to fix these problems. It's not about giving someone another drug. See, that's the quick fix that doctors use. They give a statin drug to correct lipids. But they have found that if you change your diet, you start eating a healthy diet. If you have elevated cholesterol, most of the time it's because you're not eating a healthy diet. And by that I mean too many carbohydrates in the diet. If you fix that, you can lower your cholesterol more effectively than a statin drug could ever do it. Plus, you've actually become healthier. When you don't change your diet and just artificially lower the numbers with a statin drug, you really haven't become healthier. The other thing that happens when you correct your elevated fats in the blood through diet, you're also lowering your insulin levels at the same time. You're lowering your blood sugar levels at the same time. And these are all the factors that put you on a direction to health. If you just take drugs to correct these numbers, you really haven't accomplished anything.
Very often, Dr. Slavin, you mention putting a Band-Aid over a problem, and instead of addressing the real cause for whatever the problem might be, it is the number is being covered over, not necessarily the cause of that out-of-range number. Okay, so there's health diagnostic laboratories, and there's Cleveland Heart Lab for people to have a variety of different tests done to give them information about the potential development of cardiovascular disease. But Dr. Slavin, if so many doctors are not necessarily recommending testing in these areas for their patients, how would someone go about having these tests done? Should they talk to their doctor and say, I heard about this on Natural Doc Radio, I heard about it on the internet, or is it something that they can call advanced medical testing centers and talk to somebody about this? How would people go about accessing some of these unique tests that are available?
You know, I've thought about that, and I've said, you know, let's see if we can educate the physicians how to get these tests done, because many physicians aren't drawing the blood in their office. And since these go out to many different labs, the only way to get them done is to draw it in their office. So rather than that, they're sending their patients to Quest or LabCorp. They're only going to do the tests that the panels that they use, not the panels that these other labs use, because they won't send it out to other labs. And that's why Advanced Medical Testing Centers really fills the gap there of being allowing patients to get these specialty tests done. I don't think we're going to be able to change doctors' minds. It's unfortunate. You can make an appointment with our office. What we've tried to do in order to help as many people as possible is accept as many insurances as we can, so people can come here, be seen briefly, get the tests ordered, get a second opinion as to what's going on in their bodies. We're not asking them to switch physicians because I know people are attached, but they should get a second opinion, and that could be very helpful and enlightening to people. And that music means it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. Dr. Philip Slavin. Joining us today is Janet Sabrelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back.
The Institute
Intuitive Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Nutritionist, and we've been talking about the importance of these specialized, well, more comprehensive panels that are available through advanced medical testing centers. And John, I just want to give another example. Heart disease is on everybody's mind, and that's why, you know, doctors are quick to put patients on statin drugs because they're looking at cholesterol. Can you think of another lab test that they're focusing in on in the context of trying to prevent heart disease?
I actually can't right off the top of my head. I don't know what you're thinking about, Dr.
Right.
Slavin.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, pretty much that's it. That's the doctor's approach to identifying people at risk for heart disease.
Okay.
And they say, here's a statin drug. Now you don't have to worry. There are many tests that identify people that are at risk beyond cholesterol. And maybe that's be a topic for another program, beyond cholesterol.
Okay.
There's so
much for people to understand and so much information available that they're not necessarily getting from the basic blood test, the CBC, the metabolic panel, your analysis. That seems to be the very, very condensed version of a health evaluation that people are getting from their physicians. And what advanced medical testing is about is enhancing that ability to access information that gives you a much better chance of evaluating what your true health picture is.
Now, in addition to statins, yeah, doctors will do a stress test on a patient. You know, maybe that's a test that they might try to discover heart disease, but there's a difference, you see. Stress test isn't identifying people at risk of developing heart disease. It's looking for people already with heart disease, and if you fail a stress test, you've automatically become a candidate for some invasive procedure, whether it be a stent or bypass. So what we're trying to say is there are tests that identify people at risk well before the disease becomes so bad that you need to have surgery. Tests like a proBNP and a galectin 3, these are tests that reflect cardiac function or risks or stressors on the heart. Another one is yes.
I'm going to say that there are probably a lot of people out there who have never heard of a galectin 3 test. And the information that refinement of information about risk is dramatic when you get all of these numbers together. So the galectin 3 just adds another point of information about heart disease risk.
It's just another test that indicates the presence of inflammation. And inflammation is really the keystone to a good health program. If you want to check all your inflammatory markers, make sure they're under control, because when there's inflammation, it's going to set up a climate for more problems to occur. So the galectin 3, I mentioned, the proBNP, another marker for heart health, troponin. They do a ultra-sensitive troponin. I think many people may have heard of that test. When you go to the emergency room with chest pain, they'll do a troponin level. If it's elevated, it means you've damaged heart muscle. But this ultra-sensitive troponin level that's included on the test will give some indication of stress on the heart before a heart attack ever occurs. So these are the kind of tests that you want to do so that you identify people at greater risk before a more serious problem actually occurs. I think that's what we're all interested in. Just like we talked about thermography, that identifies women at risk of developing breast cancer, as opposed to tests like a mammogram. A mammogram is like a stress test. It finds a patient that needs surgery. So there's the difference. There are tests that identify people in time for them to make a change and avoid the problem later on. And then there are tests that just identify people that need more attention at that moment, because in truth, they've been ignored. Their health has been ignored. All that's been done for them is looking for which drugs that could be prescribed, instead of telling them, if you don't make these changes to your lifestyle and your diet, you're going to go ahead and have more problems. Now, that's why they're not done routinely. Doctors are trained to prescribe drugs for the most part. You may have heard me mention a better name for doctors that describes what they do. Like so many names that healthcare providers have that describe what they do, chiropractors, homeopaths, and the list goes on for the different sub areas of healthcare that different people provide, but yet we call a doctor, and we think they cover everything. But in reality, the majority of doctors, probably 80 to 90% of them, are just prescribing medications, and we should call them prescriptionists. So we know that you're going to a doctor, and that's his approach to your medical needs, instead of finding out ways to avoid the need for medication. The need for medication really is like almost a last line of treatment. There were so many things that could have been done in advance of finally needing a medication that should be addressed by physicians. But that doesn't happen, because the whole healthcare model revolves upon treating sick people. In other words, people that have symptoms that have been ignored for so long that now they've reached a point that they need a drug. And we're saying, and that was appropriate at one time when we didn't have all these tests that are available now, in fact, we didn't have any testing available that we can only go by as a complaint a patient had. Now I'm going back 100 years ago. 100 years ago, we didn't have a way to measure sugar or insulin levels or even cholesterol to identify people at risk. So we waited for a problem to happen. So, you know, how did we treat diabetes 100 years ago? For the most part, with amputation. You know, patients would come in at, with the end stage diseases associated with diabetes, and that's how the treatment was done until insulin was discovered that could help people with diabetes and hopefully postpone the need indefinitely for the more serious complications of the disease, kidney failure, blindness, amputation of extremities. So, you know, we have to change with the times, but the medical establishment isn't, because they're happy with the status quo. Just, you know, selling more and more drugs than ever before, but not making a difference in really the level of health of the healthcare consumer.
Dr. Slavin, you mentioned kidney disease. Now, of all of the different tests that are available at advanced medical testing centers, I know that there are tests that go far beyond the BUN and creatinine and that ratio to give you an indication of how well the kidneys are functioning. What are some of the tests that people could learn about at advanced medical testing centers that will give them the kind of information about kidney function that they need to know so that they can make corrections in their daily routines and protect their kidneys?
Well, the common ones that are done on the chemistry panel, the BUN and creatinine, are still very important. And in reality, when someone has abnormal levels of BUN and creatinine, an elevated BUN could be caused by kidney disease, or it could be caused by what's called pre-renal disease. In other words, dehydration, for example. You want to monitor those levels, if you know, particularly when people are on medications, particularly diuretics.
How would you determine, Dr. Slavin, is there a test to show people that, yes, indeed, they are dehydrated and they need to be paying attention to proper hydration in order to protect their kidneys and, indeed, liver and kidneys?
Well, you know, interestingly, dehydration is a very common problem, especially as people get older. They sort of lose their sense of thirst, so they tend not to drink as much, or because a lot of times, and I get this from patients, I'm sure you get this as well, people don't want to drink so much because they have issues with urinary frequency, and that's their way of controlling that problem. They drink less. And
right.
And if you don't drink enough water, you know, that's your body's primary way of detoxifying itself, getting rid of all these chemicals that build up, and you have to get rid of them. But if you don't drink enough, you're unable to do that. Janet, I hear some music again, which means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've been talking about the different tests that are available through Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And the reason I say that is they're also available at your doctor's office if he wants to draw blood in his office. But more and more now, doctors are sending patients to drawing centers like LabCorp or Quest. But their panels are limited. Plus, they don't have the bundled tests all in a panel that gives you the information you're looking at. You know, another part of the some of the panels that are done, they check genetic markers that can predict the risk for heart disease or stroke. Here's a test that we routinely do on patients, Janet. We look at their omega-3 index.
Such important information, because many people are aware of the need to be supplementing with high quality omega-3s, and here's a way to evaluate the situation with your supplementation. Is your supplement program achieving the results that you are looking for? And I just mentioned that in the line of achieving results, I'm here at Greenland Stores, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach, and I will be here from 11 to 2 to answer questions. If people have questions about their omega-3 supplementation routine, if people have questions about CoQ10 for protecting their heart, if they have questions about inflammation, that whole array of different issues that people are very well educated about and know that they need to address it with supplementation, because our diets are so lacking in these proper fats and proper sources of complex carbohydrates, all of that. So I just want to let everybody know that I'm here, Greenland Stores, 2000 North Federal Highway, from 11 to 2 every Friday. So I broadcast from the Greenland Store, talking with you, Dr. Slavin, and then I'm here to answer questions until 2 o'clock, and then I move on to Toonies from 3 to 7. So I have a very full day.
And I bet you have to write it all down, otherwise you might forget where you belong at a certain time and day.
I have to wait. When I wake up in the morning, I think, okay, what day is it? Where do I have to be? It's kind of easy now, because my first thing is from 10 to 11 every day, I am talking with you on Natural Doc Radio.
Now, here's another test. Now, I'm sure your doctors are ordering this, and if they're not, they should be. But it's included in the panel from HDL, and that's your vitamin D level. And there's some new information coming out about vitamin D, and that's its association with hypertension. Now there seems to be a connection between high blood pressure and the vitamin D level. Vitamin D has also been... Yes, Janet.
In addition to vitamin D and hypertension, isn't there a connection with vitamin D and blood sugar as well? So that people with elevated blood sugar, elevated A1C, they may very well benefit by supplementing with vitamin D. So now we see also hypertension. We can see how comprehensive the need for vitamin D is. And Dr. Slavin, what do you see most of the time when you get results back from people's blood tests?
Unless someone is taking vitamin D as a supplement, their levels are not in the optimum range. Especially in Florida, we think that, we're outdoors in the sun. I have to tell you, I haven't found that to be the case, that exposure to the sun just doesn't seem to raise the vitamin D levels adequately. But more importantly, have your levels checked so you know. Maybe you're the exception that being out in the sun gives you vitamin D levels that are optimal. It may be that in young people, the sun is more efficient in raising vitamin D levels than in people as they get older. But here's another factor. How many people do you know going out in the sun avoid the use of sunscreen? Sunscreens will block the body's ability to convert the sunlight to vitamin D. So that may be the reason also why we're not seeing the elevated vitamin D levels.
One of the things that I think is a contributing, or two contributing factors. First of all, we are showering in chlorinated water, and that changes our skin chemistry. And then, as you said, Dr. Slavin, as we age, the younger people's skin has a greater capacity for converting sunlight into vitamin D. But as we age, the chemistry of our skin does change. It's not as, and I'm going to use the word hydrated. So, again, many times putting moisturizer on our skin, that's going to interfere with the conversion of sunlight to D. But the chemistry of our older skin in general is minimizing the ability to use sunlight to maintain vitamin D levels.
Janet, another component of the profile that HD Labs does is the very comprehensive thyroid evaluation. And one doesn't think of it, but an underactive thyroid gland or thyroid hormones that are not really functioning the way they should is associated with high blood pressure as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And this could be because when you don't have the proper amount of circulating thyroid hormones, peripheral vascular resistance is increased. It may also lower your cardiac output, and these are known to cause high blood pressure. So you want to get these tests done, get these tests done. I have to tell you as well that you could have, and this is the way doctors look at these tests. Well, if you're in the range, everything is fine. It can't possibly be your thyroid. And this is where actually talking to the patient helps. Not currently done much with doctors these days. Find out how a patient feels. Because a lot of times they complain of a lot of symptoms that could be attributed to a thyroid problem. Unfortunately, the doctors don't have time to ask the question. And if they did ask the question, they would defer to the results of a blood test. You know, they do the blood test. Oh, you're in range. It can't possibly be your thyroid. But I have news for them that sometimes a trial of thyroid hormone replacement can be helpful in differentiating whether those complaints are thyroid-related or not, and that's worth a try. And if you do the proper history with the patient, you can make a good decision regarding the use of thyroid hormone replacement.
with HDL, they are going to get TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. They will get a test of T3 and T4. Now, those three components are pretty commonly available when your doctor does a thyroid panel. What else does HDL have on their blood report that would give people greater depth of information about thyroid function?
Okay, well, you know, a lot of times doctors may just order a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, or they may go a step further and order a T3 and a T4, but those aren't the tests that you actually need to make an evaluation. You have to look at the free T3 and free T4. Those are the active components of the thyroid hormone. You also want to look at whether someone has developed antibodies to their thyroid. And another part of the panel is the reverse T3. A lot of times you can have normal levels, a normal TSH, but the reverse T3 is elevated, which means you have a type of thyroid hormone that's non-functioning. So you need to have this information to properly evaluate the patient and their thyroid function.
I talk to people all the time about the T3 is meant to be their active thyroid hormone. The T4 is the kind of the storage of thyroid hormone that when more active hormone is needed, there's a conversion process and you have the active T3. But the active T3, you may be seeing it in adequate levels in your blood. But for some reason, it doesn't function in the way that it should. And the other issue associated with that thyroid hormone, it needs to be able to move through the membrane into the cell in order to act in the cell as it's meant to act. And unfortunately, many times that crossover into the cell through the cell membrane is impaired for one reason or another. I just want to remind everybody that I am at Greenland Stores, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach, and you can come see me from 11 to 2. Dr. Slavin?
All right, and you know, just a reminder, Advanced Medical Testing Centers is there to for all your diagnostic testing needs. If your doctor is not doing these complete evaluations, you can make an appointment with me at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, and we can get these tests done for you so your insurance covers it. I'd like to thank all our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimbrelli, and be back next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world.